Luke 5, verse 12. It came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Now, do you understand from what we've said before that the leprosy couldn't have departed from him as we understand it? The raw flesh departed from him. And it's obvious when you see what it says from there. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing, offer thyself for thy cleansing, according to what Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. The point here is that he didn't heal the leper. It would have been no thing. The only way the leper could have offered himself for the cleansing under the law was that the raw flesh that was in him had to be turned snow white. And it had to cover him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. That's the only way that that scenario could have taken place under the law. You understand me? Now, the reason it was to offer, he says, offer thyself for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now, when he offered himself for cleansing, that's when it became apparent that there was a miracle that had taken place. I mean, we could speculate all night long on how, you know, he may have only had a leprosy in his forehead or a spot of leprosy that had been declared by the priest. Otherwise, he wouldn't be leprous. You understand? Leprosy isn't a disease that is seen. It's a condition that has to be defined by the priest. He couldn't have been leprous unless the priest had defined him leprous. And in order for it to have been the kind of testimony that is implicated in the scriptures, it had to be a relatively small place on his body that was leprous, and in an instant he was turned white from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He wasn't healed. You've got to understand that, or you'll never understand the law. You'll never understand the scriptures. Well, it's mind-blowing, because when you see, you cannot be healed of your spiritual leprosy. You cannot stop rebelling against man, and you cannot stop rebelling against God. You can only abandon yourself. And you cannot be declared clean by the priest until you stop kicking against the prick. Stop resisting that impulse. You got to understand this. This will wipe out Christianity if they saw the law. Christianity tries to make leprosy a type of sin. And they, in the preachments you hear, in the writings you hear, they talk about the leper is healed. The leper cannot be healed. You cannot be healed of your spiritual condition. The only thing you can do is to see, in agreement with the high priest, that you are already leprous from the top of your head to the bottom of your sole, of your feet. Then you are cleansed. I want you to stop fighting against yourself. You have spent a lifetime trying to cure yourselves of leprosy. You've spent all of the years you've been here trying to make yourself better vis-a-vis how can I stop being in a state of rebellion? How can I stop murmuring? How can I stop doing that? You can't!
Is
you could, the cross wouldn't be necessary. If you could, he wouldn't have had to die. You remember, Jesus Christ failed in his mission after the flesh. If Jesus Christ did not fail in his mission after the flesh, he wouldn't have had to die. You understand me? He failed in his mission after the flesh. Now he's completed it in the Spirit. You are made manifest in the flesh, but never justified in the flesh. You are only and ever and always justified in the Spirit, never in the flesh. As he is in the world, so are we. Timothy says he was made manifest in the flesh, but justified in the Spirit. I mean, that's, you gotta hear that. It'll totally destroy your attempts to be right from now on. Once you understand that Christ wasn't even justified after the census. Can you get a feel for what this mind-blowing thing of how mind-blowing this leprosy thing really is? The reason we couldn't study it before, leprosy cannot be seen in Egypt according to the law, it cannot be seen in the wilderness according to the law, and it cannot be seen in Jerusalem according to the law. It can only be seen in that little teeny space between the Jordan and Jerusalem. That's where we are. Now that's why you must define, you cannot serve your people unless you know what I'm talking about tonight. Otherwise you will constantly be deceived by your own attempts to justify yourself and feed their attempts to justify themselves. It's time to stop it. Capisce?
Did he ever heal leprosy?
No. It says that he did twice. But it's a total error in the scriptures. He can't heal it. He would have violated the law.
After we talked the other day about that, I was thinking about a similar situation to me is when he raised Lazarus from the dead. What did the law say about dead people? I mean, was that possible?
Yeah.
I mean, that was allowed in the law. You could be dead.
And alive.
And they didn't freak out because
no, he was
you touched
unclean.
A dead body.
Yeah.
The guy is really not dead. Or
you touched the dead body and you were unclean for 7 days. You had to go through the rite of in Christ. Jesus Christ, in order to enter the temple to complete his purification process by the law, had to go through the ashes of the red heifer. He had to be sprinkled by the priest after he raised Lazarus from the dead, or he couldn't have entered the temple. Now, that's why the disciples, once they had touched him, he was legally a dead body. They had to go to Jerusalem 10 days before the feast in order to, by all conditions, meet the standards for the purification of the ashes of the red heifer. They were unclean because they had touched Jesus Christ.
That's what I was trying to say, because it didn't really allow for an alive person. So, I mean, so even because he was dead,
he was
unclean. They still had to be cleansed if they didn't recognize.
Amen.
And yet, he was alive.
But he had to be, they had to be cleansed by the law.
No, he just
but what I'm saying is that here, this was a unique situation too, which the law didn't allow, and yet it might have been. Is what I'm seeing the correlation. Jesus
he
raised
wouldn't
from the
have
dead.
Present, he, no, it's not a correlation. It's an affirmation of the law. He could not have presented himself for thy cleansing. Do you understand me?
If he
was healed. That's the point of what I'm saying here.
Yeah, he wouldn't have had to.
He wouldn't have done it. I mean, it wouldn't have even been an issue.
He would have just gone back to his family and
they would have simply declared it wasn't leprosy. It wouldn't have been a testimony.
Yeah. But is that not maybe what they were
no.
getting him to go back to
no,
heaven
no, no,
and declare?
No. It would have lost the strength of what Christ was doing had that been all it was. And I don't know. I mean, I think I can show you it by the scripture, but I know more by revelation. He had to have made that man under the law from the bottom of his head. I mean, the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He would have violated everything he was. Leprosy cannot be healed. There is no provision for it to be healed. Because it's not a disease that to be healed of, it's a condition that's defined by the priesthood. And you can't be healed, you can only be cleansed. You can only be cleansed by this unique process, which we're going to study at length, through the two sparrows. One dies, one, you know, all that other stuff, and the touching of the different places on the body. Is the force of this getting to you at all?
Yes.
Yeah. And was it illegal for him to touch the leper? It says he reached out and touched him.
Yeah, he was unclean.
Did he have to be cleaned?
Amen. He fulfilled every jot and tittle of the Torah. That means there was not one point that he violated.
I'd always thought of Jesus not having to follow the law, that he could do things that...
Where did you get that?
Out of there somewhere. I have to look it up. I'll think of the example.
There isn't any.
They said it a lot of times.
They said
it. It was like an oral tradition. He would, you know, go do something their interpretation.
He would violate their old tradition all over the place. But he met every jot and tittle of the law, and it says it all through it.
Well,
it says, unless your righteousness exceeds that, you won't do it. You won't enter.
Because he said it.
But what you've just said is the standard condition of modern Christianity. They all believed he just sort of bounced around.
If the leper could have been healed, he would not have fallen on his face. That's why he fell on his face.
He was cleansed, and he had to offer for thy cleansing. There's a massive difference between being healed and being clean. Clean is a condition of the spirit, always has been, defined by the law. And it's only the priesthood that can cause the cleansing to take place, and it's only the water that can be offered in cleansing. I don't think you're I don't think I'm communicating with some of you.
I guess my question is, was it that? Okay, say somebody's just got a little spot. You know, they know it's a leprosy.
The teeniest little spot, and we did in remember we read Leviticus 13 and went through the process, the 7 days shutting up, looking at it, and then 7 days again shutting up. If that spot had turned white, and if it had been defined in the deepness of the skin, if the hair had turned white, he was leprous. If there was the teeniest spot on his body, and he was outside the camp,
and so that
with no possibility of being cleansed or healed until the leprosy spread to the point that it covered him totally. I write unto you that know the law. If you don't know the law, this is bullshit.
And so it meant enough to these people to want that to happen.
Yes. To be able to partake of the blessings of Israel was far more important than any physical appearance. They were uglier than you can imagine. White hair turned totally white. This white, scabby thing all over their entire body. No form, no comeliness, no beauty. And they, in their perception of life, wanted that more than being healed. Because that meant they were accepted in Israel. And the promises of Abraham went to them. Now until that level of commitment, of understanding, of revelation penetrates your being, we're just, you know, it's spiritual masturbation.
Well,
because you will automatically prefer the flesh. You will automatically want to be healed of leprosy. And you will pollute with that the people that have been entrusted to you. Please, please understand. You will always opt for a condition after the flesh. Until you see what this just said. We couldn't study this until we got in that little strip of land between the promise, between the Jordan and Jerusalem. because that's the only place you can see leprosy.
When you were talking about that the other night, you said all men have leprosy. You can, all men
all
have
men.
It's simply that it's only visible.
It's only seeing.
What this leper was asking for was, he was saying, make my leprosy totally visible.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, the confusion comes from thinking you're not leprosy.
See, if I have leprosy, and it's a little pimple on my butt, I can cover it up. Even if I'm not healed, it doesn't affect anything as long as it's not spreading too fast, because I'm going to die anyway. But to be leprous and to desire the condition of being totally leprous more than to be healed, that's mind-blowing. And that's your heritage. Let's go back and look at the law again. Luke 13.
Leviticus. When someone's totally leprous in the flesh, is it a period of remission or something? Because there's no open sores or no.
Well, that's what we're going to look at right now.
Does the Talmud talk about this? Talk about people who were actually totally leprous and were.
Gives the impression that no one ever was. There's no record in the Talmud, and I've studied two of the Nagaim is the tract of the Talmud that's totally concerned leprosy. I've read all of it. I've read the Midrash on Leviticus 13 and 14. I've read hundreds and hundreds of references throughout the Talmud. There's not one instance in the Talmud where what we just read in Christ, in Luke, was accomplished. Why the fuck's it in the Bible then? It's in the Bible so that you can see your condition. Stop this carnality that you do in the name of God. You do it internally. The mind talk. The only way you'll continue the mind talk is for you to think you have a possibility of becoming better. Accept who you are. Now, totally leprous, but then cleansed. Getting better bullshit.
What you just told me is that all my prayers have been
leprous.
My prayers have been backwards. I've been saying, fix this, fix this, fix this, and this leper in faith says, take away the areas where I think I'm all right.
Yeah. I've told you before, you didn't understand me then, but maybe you do now, because you can tie in the meaning of the Lord's Prayer to leprosy. And what the Lord's Prayer is in reverse. And it's the greatest usage and symbolism of the occult. The Lord's Prayer in reverse is that you say amen first. You say amen by defining the specificity. And that's all modern religion teaches, is to say amen in reverse. It's all right. I'm not complaining that you've done it in the past. It's a childish thing. Now it's done with for this group. Obviously, you say this stuff to the people that you've been entrusted with, and they'll run and hide. You can't say it while they're coming out of Egypt. You can't see it. They can't see it. You can't see it in the wilderness. To tell somebody, yeah. Am I communicating?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Huh? You
have
see?
You seen the thing in 2 Kings?
Oh yeah, we studied it, remember?
No.
When Naaman was healed?
Naaman
was healed, I mean? Yeah.
Who was it? Was it Abram? Stuck his hand in his...
Moses.
Moses. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Okay. Let's go to Leviticus 13. Plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought in unto the priest, and the priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. Now, shutting him up means that he was still in Israel, but he was in probation, or he's in the spirit, he's in purgatory. You understand?
Like quarantine, yeah. More like quarantine.
But more like purgatory, because his fate is hanging in the balance.
Yeah.
Now, remember, it says if it's leprosy and there's quick or a living raw flesh visible. Why in the hell did God design each one of you so that everything that I can see in you right now is dead flesh? Your hair is dead. Your skin cells are dead. Your fingernails are dead. The only time, listen, as long, let's go on. Am I communicating a little bit? If it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean. Now, remember, you got to get rid of this idea of uncleanness being, oh, I'm a bad person. Or something. Well, you're right, you're a bad person, but you're irredeemable bad. When the New Testament talks about touch not the unclean thing, it's not talking about grabbing a beer or a cigarette. It's talking about these conditions that we've just been studying. Leprosy, adultery, spiritual adultery, and death, the ashes of the red heifer. It can only be made clean not by an act of your will. That's will worship. And that died at the cross. It can only be made clean by an act of grace represented in the waters. All right, watch. In verse 12, and if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, wherever he looks, and they looked in the private parts, they looked in the stones, they looked inside the vagina, they looked inside the anus, they looked inside the mouth, they looked inside the nostrils. That's another story. From his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. That's the dumbest thing that I've ever heard of in my whole life. I mean, you write, you're God for a minute, you're going to fix this, you would never do this. You'd have had the fountain of youth. You'd have divined and designed the fountain of youth that would cause all of your body parts to be perfect. But now he's clean, right? An act of the priesthood, not an act of healing, has declared him clean. Why? Because he's white from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, again, he's in the condition of cleanliness, but then raw flesh turns around, he shall be unclean. The priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean, it is leprosy. Now, he's back again. He's totally outside the camp. He's without hope. And all the turning of the raw flesh is carnality. It means that you are making judgments after the flesh. You are judging by sensory perception. It's what all the New Testament is about. The flesh, or carnality. It has nothing to do with what these idiots say it is. This is the law, not some man's imagination of what it is. As long as there is an attempt for perfection that denies the finishedness of the cross, your flesh is raw, and you're unclean. and you are outside the camp. I didn't say you're outside the camp. Now read the New Testament, where it talks about the flesh and carnal. It's not talking about your body parts, your secret things. It's talking about fundamentally what causes flesh to be flesh is an act of the causing of raw flesh to appear in the leprosy is fundamentally an act of your will.
Would you say that again? What did you say?
The leper is cleansed, then raw flesh appears. In the spirit, all that means is you've exercised your will and the flesh is turned. Okay. All that means further is you've entered the kingdom of Satan again.
In a very real sense.
I don't care if you've done it.
Itself.
Yeah. I don't care if you've right. It's because it's called quick flesh. I don't care if you've done it in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jehovah, in the name of Allah, in your name, doesn't matter whose name it's in. As long as you've exercised the will, leprosy is appearing. Am I communicating a little bit? This is big stuff, folks.
Real big stuff. Is this the only thing that wasn't healed? The only infirmity that was not healed?
Well, I don't want to get into that right now. Just, let's just concentrate on leprosy right now.
It seems like there's a distinction between clean and leprous in the sense of when you're clean, you're not leprous.
No. You're totally leprous.
Yeah.
Okay, you're totally leprous but clean. I don't know, just the way they worded this here between 13 and 15, it just sounds like somehow there's a...
You're looking for a loophole.
No, just some understanding. Seems to be a little cheap.
That's what I studied. When I saw this many years ago, I spent years looking for a loophole. This couldn't be right. I've made a mistake. Can't be right. This is too awesome. Because all I did was will. You know when I saw this? And really saw it? I saw hints of it before, but I ignored the hints. I saw it when I saw the deal about how all I was doing and was hustling in the name of God when we had the foundation.
Yeah, because this is really saying you're either crucified, you're either totally crucified, or you've resurrected yourself. There's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to be clean is to be
But the only way to see that is to see who you are. Mm-hmm. You can't try to be clean. You can only see for me to live as Christ. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
If for you to live as Christ, then it's finished and you're perfect now.
It walks hand in hand with while you've been talking about embracing rather than fighting against.
Please, please, please. If you need something in your mind, and if in the instant of prayer you say, Father, I give this to you, and that need still is there, you're leprous. I don't care how often you pray for it, you're leprous. The condition isn't to try to figure out how to get what you think you need. The condition is to see that you're leprous. Am I communicating a little bit?
Yeah.
I could not say this before this. Do you understand? I even helped you try to pray better to get your need. You didn't realize what it meant when I laid hands on you. It meant that you had entered the promise. It meant that you were in agreement with entering the promise, and now you are a young man in the spirit. And you, there's a lot of stuff you still haven't realized. But this one thing you must realize from now on,
that any condition whereby you desire for more than the instant of that it takes to give it to the Father, a change in your present state is by definition leprosy of uncleanness, because raw flesh is showing and you've denied the cross, and for you Christ doesn't exist.
I don't understand that part of it.
The moment you desire and can't instantly give it to Him in total confidence and forget it, then you, by definition, are now in the state of will worship, because you're trying to hustle your will vis-a-vis God. Am I communicating a little bit?
Something should be different other than your leprous condition.
And the aspect of it is that you said that it's the external leprosy, the inward totality. It's finished. Everything you need is now in your hand. Now, not tomorrow. Every desire of your heart is now fulfilled. Not tomorrow. Not by some act of the will. Not by some act of the passage of time. Every act, every desire is fulfilled now. The only reason you don't see that now is because you're leprous. Now it's time to see you have leprosy and the seriousness of it. It's time to quit playing childish games in the spirit. Please, please think of this. Gone through all of these years saying, okay, I want this and I want that, I want this and I want that. God's going to give me the desires of my heart. Now I'm telling you, God has given you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. And any condition other than that and seeing of that is leprosy for you. I'm not talking to Buck. However, it may be hitting him more than it is some of you. Because God can take us from the world to the promise, to the sitting on the mercy seat, totally in that long. I told him the other day that about his only reason for being here was so that hands could be laid on him so he could be sent out. He almost shit.
It's like it's totally tied in with your belief in the resurrection, to me anyway. Maybe that's just
me. Right, all it does is it redefines what belief it redefines what unbelief is.
Yeah,
it redefines what no faith is.
Because if you really don't believe in the resurrection, then you cannot let go of the hope that somehow you're going to get just a little bit better, That's why it's so earth-shattering.
This is earth-shattering.
Really is.
Leviticus 17, verse 11.
You said Leviticus.
It must be Luke. Luke. I'm sorry.
That's a whole different thing.
It's a whole different thing.
The life of the
faith. Oh, holy.
Chinese baseball.
Been reading out of the wrong
Chinese baseball.
I understand. It's okay. Anybody can make that mistake.
Most of L.
Luke 17.
Verse?
Yeah.
Old Testament, New Testament,
Leviticus.
It all says the
same thing.
It's all the same message.
It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Now, again, what they had to do, sometime on the way from this village, which it doesn't say where it is, and more than likely is in Galilee, that they had to, these 10 individuals, had to, by the law and by the words of Christ, go show themselves unto the priest in Jerusalem. Understand? then this whole scenario had to take place. That we've been studying. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Sometime during the process, from the village to the time they got to the priest, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, they were totally leprous. You got it? You got it? They didn't look anything. They looked ugly, terrible, outcast, off-scoring. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, again, he saw he was healed. In other words, from his understanding, he was healed. Doesn't mean he was healed. Y'all got that? Leprosy cannot be healed by the law. But he saw he was healed, i.e. from the condition that he desired to be cleansed of. He saw it as healing. No one else did. Because he saw it as healing, i.e. the word healing here is eonami, which means total, complete, lacking nothing. He saw the outward condition. He saw everybody else looked at him and they saw ugly. He saw healed. Because he saw healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." He was total. He was complete. He lacked nothing. He glorified God. The other 10 just saw it as another condition after the other 9 saw it as a condition after the flesh, even though they were cleansed. They just went on their way.
When it says they were cleansed, were they anticipating the cleansing that would happen at the temple? Or were they,
They went and came back to Jesus at that village.
No, it says they turned back on his way, with the implication to me, like he was on his way and turned back before he got to the temple.
Oh, I don't think so. They went and showed themselves to the priests.
Well, that's what they should have to.
Huh? You know,
that's what they ought to have done. But
look, you can't. Would you do me a favor, all of you? I want you to forget that the New Testament exists for a minute. The New Testament is written by people to be an expansion of the tale of Torah. But nothing in the New Testament can violate Torah. Translators can violate Torah. Your mind will always violate Torah. They had to go through the process. Otherwise, these words could not have been said by Christ. The only reason these words are in here is to show you what you have seen tonight. All I'm doing is making a couple of you very nervous. And I mean, I'm going to stop. This is silly. It's not obviously not time to talk about it. Let's talk about something else. All I'm sensing is senses and attempts at justification of self. Not in everyone. Not only in the ones that spoke, namely John, but
all in those who speak to try to find understanding. understanding?
No. Never. I can't teach you anything.
But you question to find understanding.
No.
You say, I've heard you say question.
Well, you question to come to the end of yourself.
Well, isn't this something of the same process?
Well, that's where discernment has to come in. That's where. This at this point will affect you more than you've ever dreamed of it. It doesn't surprise me that there's resistance to it. You will search the scriptures to defend a position that you have.
That's why I want you to read the second kiss.
That's why I won't. You're not coming in open-handed. You're coming in defending a position. And I'll shut us up. I won't do that in bananas. And you shouldn't do that where you are. But for here, we'll just close down until you apprehend or are apprehended. You're not going to find anything out by questioning. This is what Paul wrote to Timothy about. You're going to find something out. You're going to be by turning. On a lighter note, Buck said he knew he shouldn't come to Bible study. Because he hates it when he understands.
The thing about this leprosy is more, it's like original sin. It's more endemic to you than you can't separate. It goes to the very root. It's more than I can even grasp how total the thing. I mean, I say, there's no cover now. And then there's cleansing. And I remember back,
why do you think
wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, and I can, all those things, those myriad of things come back, and Paul says, I'm the chief of sinners.
Okay, let's stop a minute. Why don't you think that I have talked about the cleansing of the leper yet?
Well, because you don't see we're lepers yet.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
I want you to understand. Abraham saw this without the Torah, without the law. I saw this before I'd ever opened a Bible. I fought against it. All the time that I was resisting teaching, all the time that I was going to all these churches, I wasn't looking for a church home. I was looking for a loophole. I was looking for anything in the universe to justify will worship. There's got to be somewhere that I can justify will worship. There's got to be some place that I can justify my own efforts to understand. Some little hole, some little place. There's got to be some place that I can justify comparing. I love to compare, because I was very bright, very good, a lot of things. I love to compare. Still do. I don't get by with it very long. I love to make myself as God. So I could be the one that sat in judgment. But you can be so sincere when you make yourselves as God. Raw flesh. God sees it and he sees raw flesh. And he says, you're unclean. Don't come back. Don't even come around me until you see you're totally leprous, without hope. You're outside the camp. I didn't make these rules. Oh, but the New Testament says we don't have to do this. Wrong. These things happened as examples or metaphors or allegories or types so that we might see.
Keep the scriptures that we talked about last night, one of them keeps echoing in my head about Isaiah who's sent to preach and they can't hear, and the idea of them that they might turn and that they'd be healed.
They can't be healed.
And they can't be healed. And that just ties in so,
amen,
so well with this.
Go and speak unto this people. Healed. Say unto them, seeing, you shall see and not perceive. Hearing, you shall hear and not understand. Lest at any time their sins should be forgiven and they should be converted and I should heal them. You don't yet understand that no one in the human race can be saved. You still think there's redemption in the human being. And as long as you do, there's raw flesh appearing. And God says, you can't see this in Egypt. You can't see it in the wilderness. And you certainly, hallelujah, can't see it in Jerusalem. Because it doesn't exist in Jerusalem. The only thing that exists in Jerusalem is mercy. And we've tolerated more shit here among this group for 10, 11, 12 years in the name of sincerity, in the name of questioning, in the name of all of these things. You can't do that. We don't have enough time. Time of people in the scriptures in the New Testament were commended was the Bereans.
I'm sorry.
The only time a people in the New Testament were commended were the Bereans. Paul said, and they searched the scriptures, Luke said about Paul, they searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things be true. What things? The thing that the wild, unbelievable, metaphorical, allegorical phenomena that Paul had revealed unto them in the law. The same thing that you're hearing. They searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things be true. They didn't search them for any other reason, except when they came to a point that their minds and the revelation were in conflict. And they searched the scriptures for what reason? Not to wrangle about words, but to come to a point of turning from self totally. You know what Paul called the people that wrangle about words? He said they deny, they say the resurrection is past. Now you don't believe that either. And they eat as a cancer. Oh, hallelujah, they were sincere. Sincere cancer. Am I communicating a little bit?
I was thinking about all of the healing that Christ did. He always turned their eyes off the flesh and said, "Mate, you know, your sins are forgiven to you." You know, it was not a, you know, he always turned away from the apparent need. And,
somehow it's like there's a basic feeling that, you know, it's more important to, you know, to make new flesh than make a new spirit, or to make that spirit whole. And, you know, it, because if there's anything, any, if there's any kind of power in the flesh that probably any of us would really desire, it would be to have that kind of healing power. As I know it's I mean, maybe that's one thing. I know that you're talking about a healing that heals into eternity as opposed to this, but it,
but listen to healing, whole, complete, lacking nothing.
Yeah,
that's the meaning of that word. It doesn't mean to heal.
I know where I'm subject to.
Yeah.
I know where I'm subject to. You know, the thing that would
fry your bacon.
Well, no, that's tempting to me is, or if I would lust after something, if I could lay hold on something, then that would be the place where I would desire that place. I can see it.
But do you see what I'm saying to you, that the process now for you is totally different than it ever has been thus far? The process for you on this unbelievable journey, this trek we're on, is any time there is a desire to want things to be different than they are, in any dimension, in you or in others, you are yours, let me put it that way. What you are doing, you've gotten by all this time, and God's, you know, he said, okay, you're a little kid, I'll give you what you want. You get most of the stuff you want. You know, he didn't give you stuff that messed you up. But now, your response to that can no longer be, well, teach me how to pray better. Your response to it is, Lord, show me the leprosy. I see because I've heard. What you hear is what you will see. Your response to the desire or the want, we've gone through all these games and I've had to do it because we've been little kids. Okay, your desires are pure, but it's your idolatry that has transformed your wants into, I mean, your desires into your wants. And we're not going to play those games ever again. Now, is there a desire? Speak it. Forget it. If you can't forget it, it's God's Spirit revealing to you raw flesh. I don't care if it's about understanding the Scripture. Now you are complete in Him. By one offering He has perfected forever them that are sanctified. To the pure in heart, all things are pure. If I don't see that, my condition is leprosy. There's raw flesh being seen. Father, forgive me. Let me see the leprosy that I might be cleansed. That the waters might have efficacy. Am I communicating?
Yeah.
You've gotten by. All at this, oh, give me this. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want to understand that. Oh, this, oh, that. All that is, if you could see it, is nothing but spiritual sloth. That which is perfect has come, is come now. And maybe for the first time in your spiritual walk, you're confronted. And I hope you're confronted to the extent that you say, "Oh my God," and you fall down on your face as dead. As Job said, "I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee, and I repent. I turn in sackcloth and ashes." Two of the longest chapters in the Bible are about leprosy. No one understands it. Now you do. Be ye transfigured by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or test what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's all we're doing, is testing that perfect will. Not getting something else. Not getting better. Not even getting better in your understanding of Scripture. Do you understand? Whatsoever is a gain to me, even in understanding, is a loss to Christ. Mind-blowing. Now, again, I keep telling you 1,000 times, my only job, now your only job, is to let people know the dire condition you're in right now, the instant help that's available. It is a faithful saying, if we be dead with, we shall also live with. If we suffer, we shall also reign with. If we deny, he will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance. You know why we've never really studied 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus and 1 and 2 Thessalonians and all those? You know why I've never studied that? Because that's to the teachers. You know, listen. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study. You study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You rightly divide the word of truth by judging with righteous judgment. That doesn't mean that my judgment about you is righteous and yours isn't. It means righteous judgment is that everything is finished. That's the righteous judgment. And if you desire a condition other than you're in, you're judging with unrighteous judgment, and you have leprosy. Am I communicating? Shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase more unto ungodliness. From God's standpoint, ungodliness is your effort. Can you finally see that? He's not talking about fucking or alcoholism or drugs. He's talking about your effort. That's the ungodliness. Be hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm and live in this cowardice, he'll spew you out of his mouth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a cancer, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Now, I don't know about you, I wouldn't like my name to be in the scriptures in that context. Their word will eat as doth a canker or cancer, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, or Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. I don't want to get into, I just want you to see that if you think
I mean, you say the resurrection is past every single time that you desire your condition to be different than it is. You understand me? Blasphemy is what that is. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity, self-effort. Doesn't matter whether it's in understanding or in anything else. Each one of you have been fully equipped for the work of the ministry. All we're doing here is showing you how much more equipped that you ever thought you were. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, can I paraphrase what you said? The risk of getting destroyed?
Paraphrase?
How about expand on the tail though?
Yeah, something like that. It's like to ask these kinds of questions is to desire milk instead of meat.
Amen.
At this point. And so,
mm-hmm.
Sure, I understand that.
Do you understand that, do all of you, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Do all of you understand one thing? I don't care if you understand anything else. That desiring a condition other than the state that you're in at this instant is, you've already been declared, I've told you all, you're, for some of you, 14 years, that you're totally worthless and you're unclean from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Your only worth is that Christ is in you. You remember that? I've told you that a few times? You already know, all the time, most of the time you know that you are in a leprous condition. Now I just want you to see that every single time that you desire a difference in the state that you're in, body, soul, or spirit, raw flesh has appeared. I've let you get by with that. In Egypt, in the wilderness, you can't get by with it anymore. I've even taught you how to do it. I've even helped you do it. Because leprosy cannot be seen except in the land. But our face is set like flint to go up to Jerusalem and occupy totally. I can't in any good conscience anymore help you and your leprosy. Now, can all of you say amen to that?
Yeah.
Be careful.
It's like you're just giving us clues from now on. It's better to find it out from the source.
No, you find it out. Some of you have understood instantly.
How do you help with leprosy? How do you understand
that? I help you with your will worship.
Yeah.
You've been helping us?
Oh. thousand ways. You may not have thought so, but wait until you see what happens from now on.
If the lepers were allowed, you know, to function, you know, just like they didn't have leprosy, if they were, then by and large they'd never would never desire anything else. They'd never, you know.
Remember, they're in a leper colony. All they knew is compare each other with themselves.
Yeah, I'm talking about if there were no leper colonies, if everybody was stayed in the congregation, which is what has happened here.
Oh yeah.
You know, that been everything's been together. There's been no, you know, you're outside the camp by and large.
Every time, all your condition is. You've got to know the battle is here totally.
Yeah.
It's not here to understand. It's here to repent. That's what the renewal. If it was here to understand, then God's doctrine, the gospel of God, would depend on your understanding. I mean, your intellect. The problem is you're too smart.
You know, I preached about this last night. I know it's hard to believe.
It's like it's taken 14 years of we keep going back and everything we've been through is just to see more things falling off, you you know, more body parts falling off. And it finally comes to the point where it's like that last little finger part. And you're saying, well, I'm not totally leprous because right here, you know, I've got this little place that's not, you know, and it's that last little bit that you want
to. Now, do you understand now why Paul said, make no provision to fulfill the desires of the flesh? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and grace shall be your strength. Etc.
It's kind of neat. It's like with the groves, you know, it was the hangings on the tree, it was the ornaments, now it's the tree itself.
Amen.
The tree itself.
I just sort of realized it's like everybody's inside the temple, inside the Holy of Holies, having a party, and I'm outside and can't get in because there's this one little spot here that isn't yet white. And in that condition, I'm praying my ass off for it to become totally leprous because I can't get in the party in this thing. And why stay outside alone for one little joint of one little finger?
It'd be better to cut it off.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't. Then it'd be okay. Well, we got a whole lot to study in leprosy, my friends. And take it, big guy.